There are places on Earth that feel special. You can't always describe the feeling, but you know it. There are places where lost things are found, and the light shines on the deepest, darkest parts of ourselves. And even when we leave, we carry a piece of them with us. I was once ashamed, you see, of all that I didn't accomplish, of my mistakes, of my failed marriage, of my feelings, of myself. I carried that shame alone to a cold and desolate island inside me, one with jagged cliffs, where no one could get to me, where the siren song of alcohol drowned me, so I couldn't even get to myself. It was in another place, a real place, 5,000 miles away, in the rolling hills of Somerset, England, that I remembered my heart, where love grows wild and untamed, yet just as lush and beautiful as the neatly manicured gardens that surrounded me. I am love, even when I don't believe it, even when I feel I don't have anything left to give, because love is a vast and limitless universe inside me. Whether I am in those gardens where I once walked between rows of glistening flowers damp from the rain, feeling whole and connected, or here in the desert watching the sunrise over the mountains, I can return to that place in my heart and remember, like the sacred places I visited, my body is also a sacred temple of the divine. I had received the most aggressive treatments, you see, but still I wondered if the cancer was really gone. Was it there lurking, waiting to crush my joy at being alive? I was so afraid to die, and ashamed of that too, as if being afraid made me a weaker person. But as I lay in that cozy room among the gardens, a thin veil was pulled away to reveal the sanctuary in my heart, the place where the truth had been waiting patiently all along. I had visions of angels. They appeared softly overhead as white iridescent forms against ethereal blue and lavender light, the colors of goddess who ruled the lands around here. And all around me, the gentle whispers echoed, "Everything is going to be okay. Do not be afraid." As they held me in their arms, they were the same words I whispered into my sick baby's ear when I held him in my arms almost 8 years ago. What is this thing we call God, goddess, the divine, a higher power? I can neither define it nor personify it. The more I try to understand it, the less I do. I think it is all of us. It is everywhere, in me and in you. It was then, it is now, it is a yesterday and tomorrow, existing in a timeless place. It is love. There is a knowing now. And rather than locking the door, I invite it in. All the pain, the joy, the grief, the laughter, the anger, the peace, the desire, the fear, the courage, the confidence, the envy, and the divine. There is space for all of them here. I am no longer ashamed, you see. I know this life is my journey to walk, but I don't have to do it alone. I can bring others and all those parts of myself, not to carry me, but to walk beside me. As for those gardens at Light's Carey Manor, I bring them too.